Sports Podcast. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Taylor.
I'm Cameron.
And this week we are celebrating our first podcast-iversary. So 1 year of recording podcasts, not always as Mountain Nerds, but we have kind of evolved into that. And we are excited to be, you know, celebrating this amazing milestone. This has been a really weird, you know, the past year has been super weird, but it's also been a really great year. We asked a couple of our previous guests that have been on a few episodes to come back. We have Shanine Thompson from the Hoot and Howl and First Geek to join us tonight. And also we have Jason Bailey. If you guys remember, Jason was on our Thanksgiving episode. He's just a great speaker and a great motivational guy. And so I was super excited that he agreed to come back for our podcast-iversary episode. So before we begin tonight, we jump into our show. I just wanted to ask, you know, like we normally do, how's everybody doing? So we'll start with Shanine. Shanine, how have you been this week?
Pretty good. The snow's finally starting to melt, so I'm very excited about that.
That's really good. It was cold here, but I'm sure you up in Canada have had the ice and snow way worse than we.
Nothing like that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Awesome. All right, Cameron, how have you been, man?
The week itself has been okay. Today, I don't know. I was just met with a lot of little annoyances today. Couldn't log into something even though I gave it the right password. Gas pump wouldn't take my card. Drove all around town looking for metallic spray paint. I'm making a prop for my friend. I can't say what it is because he might be listening. And no
bum,
store.
Bum, bum.
And no store had the paint for less than $10. So, you know, there's a lot of that today. But I'm here with y'all now, so I'm good.
Awesome, awesome. Jumping over to your left, Jason, how you been, man? How's this week?
Man, I have been absolutely fantastic. I went for a 11-mile bike ride today. Oh, wow. And it was just absolutely beautiful weather here in South Louisiana. And I don't know, just loving this weather right now.
11 miles, no big deal.
11 miles,
no big deal.
No That's... big deal.
Jason, I walk like 50 steps and I'm just like, all right, I'm done. I need to sit down. I'm over there.
I'm pretty sure I drove 11 miles today and even that was too much for me.
I've done more before. Wow. So 11 was okay. Was simple. Wow. So not bragging, but I'm just saying.
Better than me, man. And my lovely wife, how was your week?
It was great. I'm ready to start a new week.
Yes. My week was okay. It was one where I got sick on Thursday night. I started streaming Ark. Mm-hmm. Woke up the next morning and I was super, super sick. Like could not get out of bed sick.
Oh, gosh.
It was something I ate. And it really made me not feel super great. I woke up, I actually slept 14 hours. So wow. I went to bed after I got off and then didn't wake up until the next day. and I feel so much better. I'm so glad that that sleep, I think, knocked it out. But other than that, it's been great. It's been all good.
Yeah, it was literally like he got off work 5:30, out for the night. So I just had a night to myself.
Taylor said, I'm just not even worried about making dinner. I don't.
Nope, I didn't either. It was great.
Awesome. 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 All right. So we are going to jump into the show. We're gonna play a game. Okay. We're going to play a fun game. So here's how this is going to go. You guys are going to direct message me the answers off of Zoom here. And some of these questions you may not know. You're probably not going to know some of them, but it's totally okay. I'm going to give you guys a range, so I think you'll be fine. So this is called a numbers game, okay? And every single question that I'm basing these off of have been themed off of our previous episodes. So I'm gonna, just for the, this is gonna be the first one, okay? I'm gonna say, how many 90s films are in the top 50 highest grossing films of all time? Okay? The range that, okay, how many 90s films are in the top 50 highest grossing films of all time? Our range is between 1 and 10. So you guys, send me your answers. That's the range. So it's either going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. Taylor's over there typing up the answers.
Will you send it directly to you or everyone?
Oh, send it directly to me. That's fine, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You guys are all wrong, but we were playing Price is Right rules, so Cameron actually got the closest.
No, that's 90s, yeah. I was gonna say, like, Titanic's gotta be one of them, yeah.
Cameron got the closest, so he said 2, it's actually 4.
I knew films. It couldn't be many, because so many have overdone. I remember getting over $1 billion used to be a huge thing. Now, movies do it all the time.
Yeah.
Titanic's and that one. I don't know about any of the others.
I think one of them was Jurassic Park.
Okay.
For sure. I cannot remember the other one. Okay.
I don't remember too many great films from the 90s, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why.
That's why there was only 4.
Only 4.
Who was the Titanic? Was that the 2000?
No, that was 97.
Okay, so that's got to be the other one.
I just remember for Titanic, didn't it come with like the VHS boxes? It was like four. It was two boxes. You had to like stop it.
It was two tapes.
You see those in every good
movie. I had it.
Oh, yes. All right. So the second question, this is based off of our board game. So the first one was our 90s episode. The next one is our board game episode. What year was Monopoly created? The range is 1901 to 1920.
Dang, I was going to guess the 30s. Okay.
I was too.
All of you went over.
Really?
The answer is 1904 was Monopoly, the first edition of Monopoly that came out. Number 3 was based off of our D&D and Christianity episode. This one is, how many dice are commonly used in a starter? You could say any role-playing game, and mostly Dungeons & Dragons. How many dice are commonly used in the game? The range is between 5 and 15. Shanine, if you don't get this. Shanine.
I mean, I obviously have a lot of dice sets, but I don't know exactly how many dice. I'm like sitting here counting.
Jason, you are very close. Cameron, you got it.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm waiting for Shanine to see if she... Shanine, you were very close, but Cameron takes the cake on this one. You and Taylor both guessed 6. It's actually 7 dice are used in the game.
Total guess. Never actually played.
Number 4, based off of our Star Wars episode with my Uncle Lewis and my buddy LJ. Number of Star Wars action figures sold from the first trilogy. So that was 1978 to 1986. So the first trilogy of Star Wars. The range is between 100 to 500 million. And I'm gonna let you guys know that the number, it's not something stupid like 326 or something. It's like a...
It's a rounded number.
With a Z. Yeah, it's a rounded number. So... Number of Star Wars action figures sold from the first trilogy, 1978. That's the year, was the 1978 to 86 range, or the year. And the range is 100 million to 500 million. So it's somewhere in there.
Yeah, wish I could phone my friend Josh. He probably wouldn't know this, but he's who I would trust with this.
Wow. I can't believe. Shanine, I'm so proud of you. Taylor, did you submit yours? Oh, yeah, you did. Shanine is the only one that got it. 250 million. So 250 million figures were sold of the original Star Wars trilogy. Our next question is from the book episode, which is actually Shanine was in. So So this is the book. It's the longest book that's world record holder. It's a book called Remembrance of Things Past. How many characters are in the book Remembrance of Things Past? This is the world's longest book. The range is between 5 million and 20 million characters, and this includes spaces.
Oh, you mean like
I was totally thinking characters too.
I was like, how did they do that many characters in a book? And like the book made sense. Okay, got it.
Well, you combine Love Actually with Endgame with War and Peace.
I was like, man, I sometimes read books with like 7 characters and I have a hard time.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, what's the range again?
The range is between 5 million and 20 million characters. Okay, you all actually went over. So the closest one, I think, is... Oh, actually, no, I'm... Yeah, Cameron, you're the closest. It's actually 9,609,100, I guess. Right. 9 million. We'll just say that. So 9 million characters in that book, which is... Have you heard of that book, Shanine?
I have not.
Yeah, it's apparently the world's longest book.
Is it like the Neverending Story? People just keep adding to it and that's how it's...
I have no idea. I mean... Thank you, Google. All right.
I was thinking Gone with the Wind was the longest book.
No,
but...
it's not. It must be some foreign book or something. Okay, so this one was from our Get Spoopy episode with my buddy LJ. How many films are in the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise? Range is between 5 to 15 movies.
I actually don't know that.
Really?
Wow. I'm making a guess.
This one has a lot.
I haven't seen any of them, so I don't really have a lot to go off of.
I saw the remake, and I only know like 3, but I know there's more. Well, I know there's more because you said the range starts with 5, but...
I didn't realize there were that many.
Yeah, there is a lot. Taylor actually got it right on the money. It's 9 films.
That never happened.
Taylor's excited because that's her first.
I used to do a great Freddy Krueger impression. Years ago.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so this comes from our Marvel episode that I did with Jarrett. From the Infinity Bros, how many Avengers, so this is actual, the characters, how many Avengers appeared in the first Avengers film? The range is between 3 and 10. So there was like Captain America, Iron Man, I gave you 2.
Oh gosh, no, I'm missing this one. I could just count, but I'm going to just make a shot in the dark. That's not right. Oh.
Taylor, are you cheating? You looking at your phone over there?
No, my phone's over here. Why did I win again?
All right. The winner of this round is Shanine with 6 Avengers. Now, bonus points. Do you know all 6 Avengers? Do you remember who they are?
Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, and Hawkeye.
Yep, that is correct. That was the original Avengers poster for the film. This is going off of our space episode with our friends at First Geek, with Cameron and Chris. What year did the video game Halo come out? So this is the year, the range here is 1996 to 2005.
I'm trying to remember. You know, my church used to have Halo nights. That was like the boys' nights. We would have our lock-ins and whatnot. That was where I first came across it.
Shanine's thinking really, really, really hard.
Yeah, there. I'm on like the same thought process. I'm like, everyone played it at youth group.
Jason actually won that one with that. It was a 2001 game, though. So. All right, so we'll go to number 9 here. This is actually the episode that Jason was actually in. He had to step away just for a quick moment. But So this was our Thanksgiving episode. Let's be thankful. What was the average retail price for a turkey in 2020? The range is between $15 and $30.
How many pounds are we talking?
I don't know.
It's going to make a difference.
More than 2 pounds? I don't know. Like 2-3 pounds? 2-3 pounds of turkey, you know? That's my horrible Brooklyn, Boston accent.
What's the range again?
So the range, Jason, you actually got that last one right.
Really?
So you won. Yeah, you won that last one.
Cool.
We're talking about the episode that you were on. What is the average retail price of a turkey in 2020? That is, the range is between $15 and $30. You guys all went over. The range was $19 for a turkey. turkey. And our last one for this game is, based off of, I just took all our Christmas episodes and merged them into one. How many Christmas trees, so live Christmas trees, not the artificial ones, were purchased in 2020? Our range is 15 to 30 million.
I used to work at Hobby Lobby, and considering the amount of trees I carried out, I didn't think anyone did live trees at all anymore.
Jason, you were the closest one. However, you did go over. Shanine, you won that one.
Winner.
Prices are right rules. It was 26.2 million trees sold, which is insane.
Wow.
That is a lot of Christmas trees.
That is a lot of trees.
It is. Wow. Well, that was our game. That was the range. I don't think I really gave this game I just called it the numbers game, but I should have called it, like, I don't know, Trivial on the Range or something. That would have
been Home on the Range.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to move on to, I posed a question. I wanted to ask our guest and of course ask our other host as well. But how has the past year treated you? What has been your growth? Has there been any growth for you? Has there been anything that really, you know, we, of course, COVID is really one that's changed everything that we've done, the way we conduct business, the way we talk to other people, the way we communicate. But how has the past year made an impact for you? What has changed in your life? So Jason, why don't you kick us off with that?
So I know a lot of people have struggled over this past year with COVID, the pandemic, social distancing. And however, I feel like I've had a tremendous amount of growth over the past year. I've become more consistent in so many areas of my life with a workout routine. I actually have it written down. It was July 17th, 2020. I started working out 6 to 7 days per week, and just really, really dialed in my workout, as well as just developing not just that, but just really, really good habits. And this is one thing I'll share with you, because I'm all, you know, of course you said, I appreciate the compliment about being a good speaker. I really do. There's three questions that sit above my desk right here that I got from a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And it's all about embodying, taking on the identity of the person you want to become. So the three questions I kind of distilled from that book were, what would a healthy person do? What would a multi-million dollar loan officer do? And what would a great father do? And that, when it really comes down to it, those three questions are really central to my life. And it's everything else, really, it doesn't matter, because those three questions really give me a lot of clarity and focus to really identify with the person that I'm becoming. So, mm-hmm. Tremendous amount of growth. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be on your podcast, Caleb and Taylor. Very grateful. And I look forward to coming back on. And also, please let me know. I would love to connect you with some other people as well.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, that's great, man. I appreciate that. Shanine, kind of same question. What really has defined you in the past year? I mean, what has really impacted your life?
Yeah, this year has kind of been a roller coaster with really extreme ups and downs. Like obviously a lot of COVID downs, but a lot of other downs as well that have just been really hard to deal with. I think in those things, I've learned better how to recognize when I need help and to actually ask for it, which has been kind of a big growth thing for me. Kind of used to just taking care of things myself, like I can do it all. When suddenly there's so many things you suddenly can't do it all.
Yeah.
So that, and just giving myself grace on the days that I can't do everything or everything doesn't go as planned. And I think with the highs, like there's been a lot of incredible opportunities that I've had, and just being thankful for those things, even in the midst of the downs as well. Like I got to join First Geek 411's podcast this year, which has been super fun. And I've gotten to guest on tons of more podcasts like yours. And I'm getting published in a real life book this year. So that's been super exciting.
Are you allowed to share one's called?
It's getting released on April 11th, so coming out super soon. It's Thy Geekdom Come To. It is a geek devotional all about sci-fi.
What? So, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, super excited.
I have some friends that might want to buy that for
awesome. Yeah, we need to, as soon as we'll help you guys promote that as well. As soon as you got links and stuff, send it our way. We'll certainly get that promoted for you.
For sure.
Awesome. All right, Cameron, tell us what's been going on with you, man. How's this past year treated you?
This year, it's funny. I started off not so bad with it. I mean, aside from basic COVID things, because I got lucky. I actually got a new job, like, right when COVID started, and I felt very lucky, and I felt very blessed with that. I was making more money than I had in a while, and then in August I got let go, and I won't lie, that was probably a big low point for me. August itself was a big low point for me, which sucks because it was my birthday month. Because the idea of getting let go for mistakes, it's always an idea. Like, it's just like, okay, but that doesn't happen to me. That happens to people who don't try to rectify their mistakes, who don't, you know, try their hardest or something like that. But there I was doing that, and it still happened. So it's almost like a nightmarish feeling of, well, that means it can happen at any job now, no matter how hard I'm trying. So it's an uncomfortable feeling. And I mean, I've had friends who've gone through it a lot. I've actually got a mentor figure in my life right now who told me, he's like, listen, I got fired from every job except the Marines. And the guy's doing pretty successful now. So, you know, I'm trying to, it's not always, you know, it's not all the be all end all. It's not a death sentence or anything like that. But I have been trying to figure out where I want to go a little bit further in life. Obviously, the movie critic thing is the thing I want to do, but you know, what do I do to keep myself afloat until then, kind of a thing. And I love that I'm on this podcast now. I think this is honestly, I'm really grateful for this opportunity now. And got some things on the horizon. I'm shopping my short film around to a few local directors. I'm hoping I can get that off the ground in April. got a movie review series coming out where called The Single Shot, where I look at films that are edited to look like a single take. Already recorded a few episodes of that. Just nice. Gonna record a few more before I start posting. So yeah, I'm feeling like I'm on a better direction now, and I'm still hoping the world gets something closer to sanity over this next year, but we'll see.
And I will say, go if you're interested, just to hear, you want to just a taste of what Cameron can do and some of his stuff. We last week's episode, we started our Trail Mix episodes. So they're twice a month. We're going to start doing those. And they're just where we review random things. So it may be a game, a book, a movie, or whatever. And Cameron had the honor of doing, it was our honor for him to do it. He did our first one on Tom and Jerry, the new Tom and Jerry movie that came out. So you want to, if you want to know about that movie, go give that episode a listen. It was really fun. Taylor, I'll cover our podcasting stuff. Why don't you cover kind of more of the life stuff for us the past year?
Yeah, for us, we both transitioned to working from home in March, and we're still working from home. And I think that's like the, obviously we're all doing that, but that's like the biggest thing is I don't know how we're going to go back in the office. Like I personally love it. So that's kind of my big like growth, I guess, is just like, I don't know, like, do we transition to hopefully having like a hybrid job or something like that? I don't know. But I just feel like being home has been awesome for us, and we really like it. Like I said, we enjoy it so much that just like, this is what I want to do. I want to stay home and stuff. And then on top of that, we started our adoption process, which us being home would be allow us to like be with our kids and stuff like that. So that's been also a huge part of our year, is our adoption process, which we recently finished our home study, and so now we're searching for a child to come home with us. But yeah, that's like our,
so close.
That's been our big things, is just like being here, loving life here.
And I'll attest to that too, is a lot of people, and we've talked about, we've been very open about adoption on our show since we've started. Back when we were Life and Trails, I mean, we talked about it, because I think it's, a lot of people don't really understand how the process is. It's not easy. I think people have different ideas about it. But for us, being home allowed us to take a lot of those classes online, where we would have to go drive and sit in a classroom for an hour, you know, six times a week for a month, not six times a week, but like six times a month, you know. And it's just a tremendous, it kind of fell at the right time, and we were able to get a lot done.
It made our lives a lot easier.
Yeah. Because I can't imagine sitting through some of those classes in a classroom. I am not a learning part. I'm not a very classroom person. And so that would drive me crazy. But as far as our podcasting stuff and how we kind of started off as one thing, I know, have you guys, let me ask you this. Have you guys seen that? It was a trend on Twitter, and Shanine, probably you more than anyone else. Have you seen where they have two images and it says where you are, or this is how I started, this is how I am now?
Yeah.
So how we started in March of last year, March 2020, we started off as Life and Trails, where we just wanted to do a show. I really wanted to get into podcasting, and I really just thought, well, let me just do a show about hiking. I think that's going to be fun. And it kind of just started turning into something else. It started turning into us talking more about random subjects that were fun. And then we started talking about, you know, more geeky, nerdy stuff, because the pandemic hit and we couldn't go anywhere. And that's, you know, all we had was movies, television, books, and video games. That's it. And our show just kind of, you know, when we decided to rebrand, I think we rebranded in August, we said, you know, let's do something with this. I don't want it just to be, we're sitting here, we're not talking to anybody. You know, let's invite people on. Little did I know, just inviting guests on, little did I know, just reaching out to the community, even starting streaming, that I was going to make so many friends. And like, it's just, it's crazy. You think you're going in this just for the fun of it. Oh, I'm just going to go record an episode, whatever, of a show, stick it online and hope people listen to it. But then, you know, as you go along, you start to develop these just amazing friendships. I can't, you know, Shanine is a prime example of that. We would have never known, got to know her or anything, you know, even the, she introduced us to the people at First Geek, and, you know, I'm buds with Cameron now. We play No Man's Sky quite a bit. And we would have never had that experience if it wasn't for doing this. I wouldn't have got to know some of the, you know, the Infinity Bros, Co-op Trio. And it's just, it felt really good to that if nothing else comes from this show, if we do this show, we stop it today. We say, this is our last episode. It's not our last episode, but if it was our last episode, I can look back and say, I made a ton of friends and I had a ton of fun. And I hope that somehow this made an impact, because that's the ultimate goal. And I am just super blessed how far we've come in a year with our show. We just hit affiliate a few weeks ago with our Twitch streams. And that was, I didn't think that was going to happen like ever. And it's been just fun being able to just get to know all kind of people, even a Discord. I made a Discord community and I was like, we're not going to get anybody in that. We have like over 30 something, and it's not a whole lot, but we have like over 30 something people in the Discord that pretty, you know, pretty regularly chat about things. And it's just awesome. You know, this thing is bigger than, it's bigger than just me. It's bigger than Caleb Arnois. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than Taylor. It's bigger than Cameron. And it's grown so big to where it's just, you know, it's just amazing to see. So for those people out there that want to say, hey, I want to start a podcast, I want to do that, do it, because it's worth it. 100%. I think Shanine could agree with me on that.
For sure.
It's 100% worth it. You get so much out of it. And, you know, they always say you get what you put into it. And I put in a lot and I'm getting three times that. So that was my TED talk. Well, Jason had to step out. So it's just us four right now, but we are going to move. I got really, really serious there. So we got to play a game. So this game is ridiculous. I'm going to go ahead and say this now. I was sick this weekend, like I said earlier, and I came up with a game last night because I totally forgot. Have any of you guys, I know Taylor has, Shanine or Cameron, have you guys played Scattergories ever?
Yes. It's been a while, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is nothing like that. Just kidding. This is like a mix of Scattergories and Quelf, if you've ever heard of Quelf.
Yeah.
So I called this game, it's called List Them Topics. So the game will be played in a series of rounds. Each topic, we're going to go around until someone can't think of someone else, or someone can't think of anything else. Answers cannot repeat in two times. So here's how we're going to go. Here's the rotation. It's going to start on my screen. It's Shanine, myself, Cameron, and then Taylor. Okay. So every round we're going to shift over one. So Shanine's at the top, then me, then Cameron, then Taylor. Then it's going to be me, Cameron, Taylor, Shanine, Cameron, Taylor, Shanine, me. Okay. I think you guys got it. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start by saying, types, this is going to be really weird and stupid, and I hope you guys will enjoy this. So I'm going to say types of sandwiches is the topic. So we're just going to list sandwiches. Why not? So Shanine, start us off.
The wise guy.
The wise guy. Ham sandwich.
PB&J.
BLT.
Grilled cheese.
Turkey.
Tuna fish.
Chicken salad.
Egg salad.
BLT.
I thought BLT was already said.
Oh, is it? Dang it. I lost that round. So you
that's
guys
good because I couldn't think of another one.
So. There's like a million sandwiches out there. Okay. So our next one, I hope you guys like this. The next one is Nicolas Cage films.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Oh god.
I'll kick this
what
one off.
What is it with you and Nicolas Cage?
I love Nicolas Cage so much. Willy's Wonderland.
National Treasure.
Dang it, that's what I was gonna say. The Family Man.
National Treasure 2.
That's great. Face Off.
The Wicker Man.
I don't know. I'm out.
Taylor. No. Okay.
I almost was even like, just say National Treasure 2. Shanine got it. Yeah.
Okay. So number three. I'm out of order here. So starting with Cameron. List of U.S. states starting with the letter W.
West Virginia.
Washington.
Wisconsin?
No. I was like,
is there any left?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Come on, you came up with this game. You should have them already.
I was going to say Wisconsin. Minnesota.
Wyoming,
dang it. Okay, it gets more ridiculous as we go down the list too, because okay. I did this list at midnight. Taylor, kick us off with nautical terms.
nautical terms like an anchor or like a say.
No, anchor. Boop, okay. Anchor.
Starboard.
Mast.
Port side.
Ahoy.
Hips.
Sail?
Have we said mast?
You said it.
Oh, did I say it? Yeah. I'm the one that said it. Dang it. Starboard. What's the other one? Poop deck.
Arg.
I guess.
Fishing.
Wrong. Nope.
Wrong. That has to do with the boat.
A nautical term. Okay. Back up to Shanine. Types of clothes.
Shirt.
Hat.
Skirt.
Pants.
Shoes.
Glasses.
Socks.
Sweater.
Boots.
Underwear.
Vest.
Undershirt.
Hoodie.
Poncho.
Sweater vest.
Rain boots.
Stilettos.
Sneakers.
Sandals.
High heels.
Flip flops.
Watch.
Bracelet.
Ring.
Tank top.
Do we say necklace? Okay, necklace.
Tube top.
Glasses.
I said glasses.
Oh, you did? Oh, no. Hat.
I said hat. Okay, I told you it's going to get more ridiculous. With me, discontinued snacks. Okay.
Do I know where you got the inspiration for this?
Discontinued snacks. Crystal Pepsi.
Butterfinger BBs.
Dunkaroos. That are back now, but.
I'll give it to you.
They were discontinued.
I got nothing. I was going to say Dunkaroos.
Okay. All right, starting with Cameron. Names of famous mountains. Because we are the mountain nerds.
Mount McKinley.
Nerds.
I guess.
the Rocky Mountains?
Everest.
Kilimanjaro.
Smoky.
Alps.
St. Helena.
Is Yosemite a mountain or is that...
It's a park. I think, right?
Did someone say Alps?
Okay.
I don't
know.
Yeah. Andy.
Okay. number nine, fictional monsters. Cameron.
For clarification, Frankenstein's monster.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The little guy in Minecraft that blows up a creeper.
That's what you're choosing? That's really what you're choosing? Okay.
Dracula?
Wolfman.
Creature from the Black Lagoon?
I don't know.
Mummy? I thought we were going to stay on this one for a while. Like a mummy. Anything. Zombie. You've been watching The Walking Dead. I mean, I got zombie. Okay, the last one. I don't even know if I want to put Taylor with this one, but toys from the 90s.
Is it me?
Yes.
Barbies.
Tamagotchi.
Dang it. Street Sharks.
Transformers.
Slinky.
Polly Pocket.
Yo-Yo.
Bop It.
Play-Doh.
Furbies.
Where is it, Barbies?
Furbies.
Oh, Furbies. Oh, duh.
Oh, my goodness.
No one said Beanie Babies.
Oh, dang it! I could have said that one.
You bopped yourself too soon.
Oh my, I did. All right. And that was List Them Topics.
Okay.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was really fun. Okay. So moving on here. What has been your favorite episodes? You can either say, you can totally call yourself out on whatever episode you're on, Janine. but what has been your favorite moments of that may have happened? You know, it could be on our streams. It could be on, you know, just as the Mountain Nerds. What was some of your favorite moments from our show? You can even say when we came on.
Yeah, I loved coming on and talking about books with Taylor. Yeah, talking about books is always a good time.
It is.
Especially with a fellow book lover. So that was good. Yeah, having you guys on First Geek was fun. Talking about scenery.
That was a super fun episode. And we're glad to come on the show for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Cameron, what was some of your favorite moments so far?
I mean, my first episode with y'all was pretty good. I think that was kind of a moment where I'm like, okay, yeah, I think this is going to work out. You know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I was like, I'm going to see where this goes. And I'm glad to have seen where it gone. I didn't word that right at all. Glad to have seen where it has gone. Okay, whatever. I did like our recent rom-com episode. You know, I mean, that was a bit more my niche, and you know, I had some, yeah, and I think it was kind of interesting seeing, you know, movies that some loved that also others hated, at the same time, especially, you know, with rom-coms, that's interesting because, you know, again, it appeals to the emotion, not always the brain, but
yeah.
So I had fun with that episode too.
Nice. Taylor?
I'm going to choose a moment on stream that Caleb did the other day.
I knew you were going to say it.
Caleb, somebody redeemed some points on our channel for Caleb to make a pterodactyl sound.
Taylor did.
No. No, that was
it co-op?
Yes. So they wanted an impression of a pterodactyl. And so I figured out how to clip that. And it is on our Twitch channel. And it's fantastic. Caleb's it's on our impression Discord, I think, of a pterodactyl is fantastic.
Yeah. It's on our, I think you posted it on Discord.
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. It was great. Good impression.
Oh, man. There, for me, it's just so many moments that have happened on our show and with the Mountain Nerds that it's hard for me to just really say one as a whole because I enjoyed pretty much every moment, every guest we've had on. I really liked y'all's episode with Shanine when you came on our show, mainly because I wasn't in it. And it was great, I guess, stepping back and I was the one that edited the episode. And it was one that I was like, okay, so this is... So my wife can do this. I know Taylor can. She got it. And it was just really cool seeing that, like, okay, I built this and she's running with it. That was just a really cool moment for me. And then I've had so many fun times. Our first episode, if you go back and listen to season one, episode one, is the most cringiest thing you've ever heard in your life. It sounds horrible. We were using not good mics and it sounds really bad. But it's really cool that that was our start. That was our first kickoff. I really enjoyed, like I said, every guest that we've had on has been fun for me. I've had a blast. I always enjoy, I can say this, I really enjoy when people get excited to come on, because it's, for me, it means that it's going to be a good show. And I think every guest that we've had has been really excited to come on and, you can really tell when you listen in.
I also think that our first episode, while it may not be the best, highest of quality or anything like that, it still has got to be a favorite episode because that was what started this whole thing. And that was like the first kickoff, you know, it like launched us into doing all of this and opening all these friendships and everything like you mentioned earlier. So of course the first episode has to be a favorite as well, just because it started the whole thing and it like
as cringy as it is,
yeah, just it launches you forward and it can only go up from there. So
I posted on social media for a couple of people to share, and I had a couple of our friends actually shared Hidden Gems, a film podcast, our friends from Hidden Gems. He said the D&D and Christianity episodes have been some of Noel's favorites. He said that episode was just really fun. He said also he may be super biased, but the episodes with the Hidden Gems team are pretty awesome. And those episodes were awesome. So they have been on every season of our show. And it's a running kind of joke, but also because I really like having them on, that I ask them to come on every season of our show. So they've become some really good friends of ours. Also, Co-op Trio has commented, I think it's Watson. He said, our favorite episode would have to be the one where that really cool trio came on. What's their names? Drawing a blank. And he is referring to our season two finale, which was our Peak Award. So we chose who were our winners in different categories. And we had a really fun time with those guys. But yeah, so that has been our first podcast-iversary episode. Golf clap, everybody clap. Golf clapping. That was our first episode, our first anniversary episode. We thank Jason for coming on the show. He's not here to promote himself, but he is just a great speaker. He is a very motivational guy. Follow him on Instagram. I think I'll try to find I think last time he came on, he actually shared some of the socials. So we'll reshare those. But Jason, thanks, man, for coming on. You're just a fantastic guy. Also, Shanine, kind of tell us where can they find you at?
Yeah, you can find my blog on all things Jesus and geeky at thehootandhowl.com. You can find me on Twitter at thehootandhowl and Instagram at Hoot and Howl Tales, T-A-L-E-S. And you can also find me on the First Geek 411 podcast.
Awesome. And you can find us on our socials. We're on Twitter at Nerds Mountain, on Facebook at Mountain Nerds Podcast. Our Instagram is Mountain Nerds Pod. And you can find us streaming on Twitch every, I don't even know now because I think we're changing it. I think we're going to be streaming at some point during the week.
At least but once give us a week.
At least once a week. Give us a follow and you'll get a notification when we stream. I am streaming games on Sundays as well. Spacehawk plays. Currently, we are playing Ark Survival Evolved, the Extinction DLC. So you want to check that out. You can also join our Discord, which is the Mountain Lodge. The Mountain Lodge.
You always say that, it like that. I said that it sounds really so weird. Fancy.
That is the Cajun in me. The Mountain Lodge. That's the Cajun French. Yeah, you could join the Mountain Lodge. We have some really great people in there. And it's, like I said, it's a really fun time with some cool folks. Well, guys, that is it for the show. We did it. We did it. Shanine, thanks again for coming on, agreeing to do this. And as always, my friends, stay safe and stay nerdy.
And stay safe.
There you go.